You never get out without a ministry. Do you see the order of God? And Paul was ordained, appointed, called of God from before the foundation of the world, like Jeremiah was to tear down, pull down, root up, and then to build up. And that's what he had to do. Open their eyes. Because a lot of us, we don't even know where church is. We can't see straight. When you should be driving to church, you're driving to someplace else. So you got to have clear enough vision to know where the church is. And you don't have to know what is light and what is dark. And what is God and what is not God. And you know when you're set free. Because if the Son of God have set you free, you're free. Hallelujah. And Hebrews 2:14 says, Jesus Christ came to destroy him that has the power of death. He came to destroy the works of the devil. This is not a game. Salvation is serious. It's important. That they may receive the forgiveness of sins. You know what that means when you have a forgiveness of sins? You're clean. You're delivered. You're set free. Because if you don't break the power of the devil, he'll keep lying to you. And that's why a lot of people don't have the victory, because the devil's power is not yet broken. And so every time they get a little joy, they go right back, because it needs a ministry to break the powers of the devil. Somebody say amen. Break it to where that person know that they're free. They can jump up on their feet and say, glory to God. I am free. But you've got to get to where you're tired of being a slave to the devil. I'm tired of him pushing me around. I'm tired of him lying to me. I'm tired of being under the power and the spell of Satan. When I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So you begin to put on the old armor of God that you might be able to withstand and resist all the wiles of the devil. Somebody shout. Amen. I'm tired of the devil stopping my mouth. I want to shout, but something bottled up inside of me. I can't even shout because I feel so guilty. Let it out. Come on, let it out. Don't let the devil lie to you. You can shout anytime. You can praise him anytime. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. My God, you can clap your hands anytime. You know, tell the devil, look, I'm tired of you. When I go to church, I go to rejoice, didn't it? Like those people that had joy. When they found out that the word of God was theirs, and the man of God was sent, they were happy.
They were glad.
They praised God. And I'm telling you tonight that there's a word here to set you free. There's a word here to break the powers of the devil. Listen, it didn't come by your free will, but it was appointed. It was ordained by God, and God raised up a man and sent him to us. Oh Lord. I think it's time for the church to get mature and realize now that Satan, he said, let no one take your crown. I'm not going to let you take my crown. I messed up enough. I've done wrong. I've slipped up enough. All of us make mistakes. But you can tell him as from tonight, when I get home, when I get down on my knees, Satan, I've got the Holy Ghost and fire. My, look at that. Tell him you're not alone. Because the devil will beat you down and make you feel bad and look bad. And I mean, he torments you and he's a liar all the time. It's a lie. Yes. And he'll have you sitting there. And then guess what? Instead of counting the blessing, you begin to count your sins. Ooh. And every time you want to praise the Lord, he brings you past. But what you need to do to the devil is when he's trying to bring up your past, you point to his future. Amen. You show him the lake of fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to talk about your past? Then let's talk about your future. Somebody shout. That's the way to deal with the devil. Tell him about his future. And you know, yes, my past might have been ugly and black, but thank God for the red blood that makes me white and snow. But Satan, you don't have any blood. My. You don't have any blood. No red blood that came from the veins of Emmanuel. You don't have that. You don't have no Holy Ghost. Praise God. There's no life promised to you. But my Bible said, he that have the Son of God have life. And Christ came to give us life. And here he sent a man to turn the Gentiles away from their sins, that they might receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me, in Christ. And I'm sanctified tonight. I'm saved tonight because I believe in Jesus. Somebody, I believe in the Son of God tonight. Jesus is here to break the power of the devil, break the shackles, shake them loose, and give you a hope. My. Then whereupon, O king, she's talking to a king. Whereupon, O king Agrippa, I was not disobedient. Listen now, I was not disobedient to show unto the heavenly vision. In other words, I did my job. Here we are tonight, not disobedient to the heavenly vision. I did a job to show you that Christ came to break the power of the devil and to set you free.
Amen.
You feel free tonight?
Yes.
I said, do you feel free tonight? See, not that you like to do it, but every once in a while, you need to look in the devil's face and say, you're a liar. You're a thief. And you're a loser. You thought you had me. You knocked me down many times when I was in darkness. But now, I'm in the light. Things are different now. I've been lied to by even preachers. Thought I could buy my salvation. You cannot. It's free. You cannot buy something that's already free. Christ died and purchased it with his blood. All you have to do is to accept it. Can you accept him tonight and believe? Let's bow our heads. Father, in Jesus' name, everybody, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. The people that sat in darkness have seen a great light. Those in the regions of the shadow of death, unto them light and truth has sprung up, because the Son of Righteousness rise with healing in his wings. Thank you for healing our brokenhearted, binding up our womb. Thank you for lifting the shame, the pride. Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight that we have a Savior, a great Savior. We believe. Washed us in your blood. We accept you. We accept your forgiveness. Forgiveness of sin. Thank you for the inheritance that is laid up for us in glory. We believe it in Jesus' name. Everybody give it up for Jesus. Give the Lord a praise.